Kurt, meanwhile, came running back with a dozen pairs of protective goggles. The troopers put them on, but there was still no way of looking in at the Buick. It was impossible to even approach the windows. And again, there was that weird silence, when they all felt they should have been standing at the center of a cacophony, hearing thunder and landslides and erupting volcanoes. With the shed's doors shut, they, unlike Mr. D, couldn't even hear the humming noise. There was the shuffle of feet and someone clearing his throat and Mr. Dillon howling in the barracks and Orvie Garrett telling him to calm down, and the sound of Matt Babicki's static drowned radio from dispatch, where the window, now denuded of its flower box thanks to Kurt, had been left open. Nothing else. Kurt walked to the roll-up door, head bent and hands raised. Twice he tried to lift his face and look inside Shed B, but he couldn't. It was too bright. Sandy grabbed his shoulder. "Quit trying to look. You can't do it. Not yet, anyway. It'll knock the eyes right out of your head." "What is it, Sandy?" he whispered. "What in God's name is it?" Sandy could only shake his head. For the next half hour, the Buick put on the light show to end all light shows, turning Shed B into a kind of fireball, shooting parallel lines of brilliance through all the windows, flashing and flashing, a gaudy neon furnace without heat or sound. If anyone from John Q. Public's family had turned up during that time, God knew what they might have thought, or who they would have told, or how much those they told might have believed. But no outsiders did turn up, and by 5:30, the D-troopers had started to see individual flashes of light again, as if the power source driving the phenomenon had begun to wobble. It made Sandy think of the way a motorcycle will lurch and spurt when the gas tank is almost dry. Kurt edged up to the windows again, and although he had to duck down each time one of those bolts of light shot out, he could take little peeks in between. Sandy joined him, ducking away from the brighter pulses. "We probably look like we're practicing some weird drill routine," he thought, squinting, eyes dazzled in spite of the triple layer of polarized glass in the goggles.